I think the connection between like old school church, like old school rural church, and the correlation between church and blues, gospel and blues, I grew to understand it more, and yeah, I had appreciation for the older things, and you know, that is kind of what I always like.
Can you tell me what the connection is between blues music and church music?
Yeah, just the same people making music, one on Saturday, one on Sunday. Similar cadence, similar music, similar words, just a few words off, different, you know. And also, there's always borrowing from each one of them. You know, like Thomas Dorsey, the father of gospel music, he started off as a blues player, a famous blues player in the early 20s. Then he went on to be the father of gospel music, penning great songs, great gospel songs that people still sing today. So it's you know, it's that back and forth, because it's the same culture doing both genres of music. These are, you know, so it's, yeah, there's so many similarities. And then you look into the blues scene, and a lot of the blues guys were pastors at certain times, because it's similar. Pastors and like the underlining I guess the reoccurring theme of blues and gospel is to put on like a performance, a show. Like the pastor, yeah, he preaching, but it's also like a performance, you know. And the same thing with these blues players, and you can always see that in that story, that most of them were church people, and they enjoyed going to church and singing in church. And a lot of the gospel people won't acknowledge it, but a lot of them enjoy listening to the blues as well.
The world in a tangle, it's time to make a change. I'm gonna move away and change my name. I said the world in a tangle, what's going on? I'm going to a foreign land, make it my home.
Do you pick up songs from old recordings, or is it from the older blues musicians that you've met? How are you picking up songs and styles of music?
Yeah, it's all of that. Mr. John Dee was definitely one of my biggest influences. He actually taught Taj Mahal some stuff too when he moved to North Carolina. Mr. John Dee was a great finger picker. He the one that motivated me to finger pick. It was Mr. John Dee Holman. Some of it, you get for record, because like I said, the vocabulary was placed by those folks. You can't not listen to them. You have to listen to those folks to kind of get the blueprint and get the you know, the feel for it.
Why is blues music important to you right now?
It's important to me because it's a part of my history, and it's a part of rural history as well. I mean, urban history as well. But a lot of the players that I listen to had a big rural background. So I think it's a part of America's story, the Black story, and it's a story that's not really been told. You know, at least it's one sided a lot. Most of it you hear in Mississippi, Chicago, but it's more places in the U.S. that birthed a lot of great blues and still doing it. So I think that's important to kind of keep that story going.
You're playing the URI Guitar Festival. Are you playing solo? Do you have a band with you? What can people expect to see on stage?
I'll be playing solo, man, and playing from the heart, you know. Just some good time blues, man.
I've been all around the world, bought everything from diamond to gold. No matter where I go or what I buy, I'm still a country boy in my soul. So take me to the country, nothing but skies and pine. Oh, follow me to the country where we can have a real good time. Well, the folks in the country don't live too fast. Got good mannerism and spectacular class. Take me to the country, nothing but skies and pines.